Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of One True Theory of Love by Laura Fitzgerald, performed by Julia Whalen. This book is dedicated to my children, Carly and Luke, and to the adults they will one day be. It's easy to look at men and think they're idiots. They watch their ESPN and sneak their Playboys, and for no good reason at all refuse to ask for directions. It's easy to think there's just not a heck of a lot of depth in men as a species. I've got this theory. It's about Adam and Eve and how things really went down that day in the Garden of Eden. I think the newness of the relationship was wearing off, and Eve, being a woman, had an unquenchable need for them to communicate about their feelings, which of course Adam, being a man, simply would not, could not do. And then the serpent slithered along, representing our not-best selves, and whispered to Eve, "Keep poking him. Threaten to eat from the tree of knowledge if he won't talk to you." It seemed like a good idea at the time, but when Eve made the threat, Adam shrugged it off, barely acknowledging he'd heard her. Maybe he just said, "Go ahead, dear, if it'll make you happy," thinking whatever she was yakking about going and doing would at least get her off his case for a while. Being a man, he didn't consider how much was really at stake, which, of course, was everything. Meg Clark stood and waited in front of her 23 kindergartners at Foundation Elementary School on Tucson's south side. It was the last 10 minutes of the school day, and at this hour they were ABC'd out and ring around the rosy pooped. The time might have been better spent with them resting on their mats, but Meg always took this moment because to her it was the one that mattered most. She began and ended the day with song, and now, a few weeks into the new school year, her students knew that when she clapped and announced afternoon circle time, they were to push the small person tables and chairs out of the way and gather in a standing circle for one last time that day. They'd already sung "Down on the Banks of the Hanky Panky" and jumped like bullfrogs from one imaginary lily pad to another. They'd done head, shoulders, knees, and toes, and they were almost through their last song when Meg put out both arms like a school crossing guard and said, "Okay, stop!" Her students came to a kid's version of a standstill. Meg waited as they collectively squirmed, tilting forward on their anticipatory toes. Scanning the circle, she looked at each in turn. There was Antonio with
sample complete. Ready to continue?